task A1 to A7. You'll hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions A1 to A7, choose the correct answer. You'll hear each recording twice.
Now we are ready to start. A1. You hear Jamie and his friend Rosalind talking about Jamie's clocks. From what they say, we understand that Jamie 1. Sets all his clocks 10 minutes fast. 2. Has 10 clocks set to the same time to wake him up. 3. Wants his clocks to show different times.
Wow, you have so many clocks in your bedroom.
Yeah, I need to make sure I can wake up in the morning.
But is there something wrong with your clocks? None of them are the same time.
Ha! I do it on purpose. I set this clock forward 10 minutes and this one back 10 minutes. But I always set that one to the right time.
So the alarms ring every 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Are you crazy or what?
No, I'm a heavy sleeper. It takes thunder to wake me up. Now listen again.
Wow, you have so many clocks in your bedroom.
Yeah, I need to make sure I can wake up in the morning.
But is there something wrong with your clocks? None of them are the same time.
Ha! I do it on purpose. I set this clock forward 10 minutes and this one back 10 minutes. But I always set that one to the right time.
So the alarms ring every 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Are you crazy or what?
No, I'm a heavy sleeper. It takes thunder to wake me up. A2. You will hear part of a program about a marathon. Which statement is true? 1. The quickest runners finish the race in 7.5 hours. 2. All the runners start the marathon at the same time. 3. The runners don't run very quickly at the start of the race. It may surprise you to learn that there is a marathon in the Sahara Desert. It is 75 kilometers long, and the quickest runners finish in less than 7 hours. The slowest runners may even run for 30 hours. While most of the runners start the race altogether, the top 15 men and women start a few hours later. Everyone knows that the race is not easy. It's not just the terrible heat that makes the race hard, but having to plan ahead for the conditions. The athletes have to drink a lot of water before they start and need to keep a slow pace at the beginning. Then, when the landscape changes and the sun goes down, they have to change their speed too. Now listen again. It may surprise you to learn that there is a marathon in the Sahara Desert. It is 75 kilometers long, and the quickest runners finish in less than 7 hours. The slowest runners may even run for 30 hours. While most of the runners start the race altogether, the top 15 men and women start a few hours later. Everyone knows that the race is not easy. It's not just the terrible heat that makes the race hard, but having to plan ahead for the conditions. The athletes have to drink a lot of water before they start and need to keep a slow pace at the beginning. Then, when the landscape changes and the sun goes down, they have to change their speed too. A3. You hear part of a conversation between two friends. To make his wish come true, Helen is taking Jerry to 1. The athletics stadium. 2. A parking lot. 3. A football pitch. My dream is to fly a kite. But where can we fly a kite in such a big city?
We can go just down the street towards the athletics stadium.
You can fly kites in the stadium?
Well, not exactly. But we can fly them in the parking lot not far from it. Let's go. It's just round the corner.
Okay. I'm right behind you. Wow. So many kites.
Watch your step. Don't get run over by the roller skaters.
I'll have to watch out for those football players too. I didn't know this was such a popular place.
Really? I used to come here all the time as a kid to play.
Now listen again. My dream is to fly a kite. But where can we fly a kite in such a big city?
We can go just down the street towards the athletic stadium.
You can fly kites in the stadium?
Well, not exactly. But we can fly them in the parking lot not far from it. Let's go, it's just round the corner.
Okay, I'm right behind you. Wow, so many kites.
Watch your step, don't get run over by the roller skaters.
I'll have to watch out for those football players too. I didn't know this was such a popular place.
Really? I used to come here all the time as a kid to play.
A4. You hear Sue and Tom discussing their plans. Sue wants to ride a bicycle today because 1. She is bored with her job. 2. It's a popular local tradition. 3. She needs exercise to switch off her mind. Hi, Sue. How's the new job going?
Really well. It's very exciting and I'm really learning a lot. At the same time, it's also quite tiring. My mind is racing. I need a break from thinking about it today.
How about going out to lunch together?
No, I want to do something more active. I have an idea. Why don't we go to the park and ride a bicycle?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious. It'll help me to get work out of my head for a while. Besides, if we enjoy it, we can start going every week. It could become our Saturday tradition. Look, my uncle gave me a bicycle. So, are you up for it?
Now listen again. Hi, Sue. How's the new job going?
Really well. It's very exciting and I'm really learning a lot. At the same time, it's also quite tiring. My mind is racing. I need a break from thinking about it today.
How about going out to lunch together?
No, I want to do something more active. I have an idea. Why don't we go to the park and ride a bicycle?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious. It'll help me to get work out of my head for a while. Besides, if we enjoy it, we can start going every week. It could become our Saturday tradition. Look, my uncle gave me a bicycle. So, are you up for it?
A5. You overhear a conversation at the tourist information office. According to the information officer, the sightseeing bus tour 1. Operates every hour. 2. Has several popular routes. 3. Runs daily except one day a year. Excuse me, when does the sightseeing bus tour run?
Well, buses run every half hour from about 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. But exact times differ from point to point. Here is our information leaflet where you can check the timetable. The service operates every day of the year except Christmas Day.
And how do I know where to get off?
You can get on and off the bus as many times as you like during the day, as the bus always follows the same route, which you can follow on the map. All the stops are marked along with the most popular sites and hotels. Your guide will call out the name of each stop and answer any questions you have.
Now listen again. Excuse me, when does the sightseeing bus tour run?
Well, buses run every half hour from about 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. But exact times differ from point to point. Here is our information leaflet where you can check the timetable. The service operates every day of the year except Christmas Day.
And how do I know where to get off?
You can get on and off the bus as many times as you like during the day, as the bus always follows the same route, which you can follow on the map. All the stops are marked along with the most popular sites and hotels. Your guide will call out the name of each stop and answer any questions you have.
A6. You hear a piece of news about an accident with an animal. According to the speaker, 1. The firefighters had to raise the animal above the ground. 2. The animal's leg got stuck in a hole under the tree. 3. It took the firefighters an hour to rescue the animal.
This Monday, the fire brigade was puzzled by a strange call when they were asked to save a big animal that had somehow got its head stuck in a hole in a tree. The firefighters arrived at the scene in the town of Monkmoor on Monday afternoon and, being surprised not to see a cat on a tree but a cow under it, they tried to free the animal using a variety of equipment from their fire engine. They used ropes and a crane to lift the cow up and get its head out of the hole. It took them more than an hour just to prepare for the operation, but finally the poor thing was rescued. Amazingly, the cow was not injured at all, though the rescue was not without difficulties.
Now listen again.
This Monday, the fire brigade was puzzled by a strange call when they were asked to save a big animal that had somehow got its head stuck in a hole in a tree. The firefighters arrived at the scene in the town of Monkmoor on Monday afternoon and, being surprised not to see a cat on a tree but a cow under it, they tried to free the animal using a variety of equipment from their fire engine. They used ropes and a crane to lift the cow up and get its head out of the hole. It took them more than an hour just to prepare for the operation, but finally the poor thing was rescued. Amazingly, the cow was not injured at all, though the rescue was not without difficulties.
A7. You will hear a story about a football fan. According to the speaker, the man 1. Always travelled with his favourite football team. 2. Impressed the football players. 3. Dreamt of becoming a football player. A football fan from Vietnam fulfilled his dreams of getting acquainted with his football heroes of the Arsenal football team when he met them this week. So, what did he have to do to get what he always wanted? He had to run 5 miles next to the bus the players were travelling in. The footballers couldn't believe their eyes. He was getting more popular with the players with every mile, and after some time they decided to stop and take him with them on the bus. Everybody took pictures with him, and he was so happy. This should be a message for everybody. If you can dream it, you can do it. Now listen again. A football fan from Vietnam fulfilled his dreams of getting acquainted with his football heroes of the Arsenal football team when he met them this week. So, what did he have to do to get what he always wanted? He had to run 5 miles next to the bus the players were travelling in. The footballers couldn't believe their eyes. He was getting more popular with the players with every mile, and after some time they decided to stop and take him with them on the bus. Everybody took pictures with him, and he was so happy. This should be a message for everybody. If you can dream it, you can do it. You have 10 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the task.